It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself Joe Pesh. Got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. And we got you. The number to call in, 833-563-2539. You want to hit us up on Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. There's a school district in Texas that is going to start testing 12-year-olds for drugs. And I want to know how you feel about this. Check it out. Here's why they're doing it.
Starting next month, one school district in Texas is drug testing students as young as 12 years old. Bushland Independent School District will drug test kids interested in playing sports or any other extracurricular activities. Even kids needing a parking permit are required to get drug tested. The superintendent of the school district tells his schools don't have a drug problem. He just wants to get ahead in terms of keeping students safe and in a drug-free environment.
That's interesting. So the little 12-year-olds all the way up through whatever else you would be are going to be drug tested if they want to do certain things. 833-563-2539. I mean, if you're a parent, you got your kid going back to school, what do you think about this? Live the Web Girl, what do you think? I mean, obviously you would have failed the test at 12, but what do you think about that? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good idea. I don't see what the harm could be. Like, I only see good that could be done here. I mean, will they probably get a lot of 12-year-olds test backs that are negative? Probably. But if there's one person that they can save in like that entire group of 12-year-olds, if there's one that they can help save, maybe, I think that is a good thing. I don't think that's like bad. I mean, I don't know. When I was 12, there were no people in my school doing drugs, but I knew like from other schools, like they like would talk about some drugs and stuff. And I thought it was so weird. And like, that's scary to think that like 12 years old, people might be trying that or dabbling into it. Oh my gosh, one time too, I was watching Nickelodeon at night. I swear, I was watching Nickelodeon at night and they had this like documentary thing happening and there were child drug addicts and child alcoholics.
Oh yeah, it can start. I mean, it doesn't matter your age. You could become addicted to pretty much anything at any time.
They said that there was a 11-year-old girl who said that she used to chug the hand sanitizer bottles.
Yeah, I mean, kids see something and they want to see what it's like, and that's what they'll do. 833-563-2539. I'm just wondering, parents, as Liv brings up, I'm trying to think back to my middle school years where I was going into high school, and at 12 years old, I didn't do anything. I was such a coward. Like, the first time I ever drank alcohol, I think it was in my senior year of high school, maybe even on spring break, just because I did not want to embarrass my mom or have her kick my butt, kind of a combination of both of those.
Wow, what a coward, clearly.
What do you mean?
Like, that's respectable, and you're calling yourself a coward
that. No, but there were so many kids at my age. That's why I'm asking what people think about this, Liv, is because I remember being in middle school, and a lot of kids I knew smoked weed. Like, I think, I don't know, maybe parents aren't oblivious as I think they might be, but I think a lot of parents don't realize that things are going down in middle school, maybe even elementary. I don't remember drugs, or I don't even remember cigarettes, but I remember kids smoking in sixth grade. I don't know where they were getting the cigarettes. They must have been stealing them from their parents or an older sibling, but I remember kids smoking. I remember going to a party and kids would be drinking, you know, they'd have like a bottle of liquor. And I think that this is a good thing that the school district is going to be doing in Texas to whether you're playing as an athlete in a sport, which is good. And also if you're even just trying to get a parking pass to get to school. I mean, maybe it's them like over, like, I guess, watching and keeping an eye like their big brother. But at the same time, it's like, if these kids can stop from one bad thing happening, then that's a good reason to do it. And they're testing, too. They're doing alcohol, weed, cocaine, amphetamines, methamphetamines, like all kinds of drugs, stuff that I don't even know. So they're covering pretty much every basis here to make sure these kids aren't doing anything bad.
Jeez, kids already have so much energy. I can't imagine them just like coked out. That'd be way too much.
I don't know. I never knowingly have seen somebody on cocaine, so I don't even know what that's like. But if you got anything as far as a parent or what you think about this, 833-563-2539. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. A school district in Texas is going to start drug testing 12-year-old kids all the way up through high school seniors. And they're doing it not just because they're going to be athletes, but maybe if you want to get a parking pass or different things. And they're testing for a whole list of things. They're going to do alcohol, weed, methamphetamines, all kinds. I mean, you name it, pretty much every drug they're saying they're going to test. And they're not doing it because they have a drug problem. They say it's just the opposite. They want to make sure that they help kids that don't have that. I'm wondering your thoughts on this, if you'd agree with this or if if that was your kid, you're like, you're not drug testing my 12-year-old. Get out of here. 833-563-2539. Hey, what's up, Sarah? You're on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
So I'm a nurse here in Indy on a cardiac unit, and we are getting patients that are younger and younger and younger because they're doing drugs at such young ages.
Oh.
And a lot of the drug use is really bad on your heart. So I do think it's it's really important to start drug testing young, because a lot of the young people that I get will say, oh yeah, I started when I was 12 or I started when I was 13. So I think it's really important to get on top of it before. And even if it like makes them a little fearful to start using because they're going to be drug tested,
right,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'd be crapping my pants if I was reading this news story and I went to this school in Texas. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in, and thanks for what you do, too. 833-563-2539. Also, I'm thinking about it. If you're a teacher right now, I'm wondering, like, what have you seen your students do? Or what have you seen? Please call in and share that with us. Let's go to Megan. Hey, Megan, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think about the school district in Texas? They're going to start drug testing 12-year-olds and all the way up through high school.
Hey, good morning. I believe it's a good idea. I was also wondering about if they would test them for nicotine, because a lot of the kids here, like my son's a high schooler in Whiteland High School, and a lot of the kids, the middle schoolers, are starting off with the Juuls, and they're just riddled with them everywhere.
That's so interesting.
They test them at the high school and stuff, if you want to play football or get your parking pass and all that. So they're all over them.
So they're testing them for nicotine.
They test them for nicotine and having the Juuls and all that stuff that's going around now.
I have a question for you. So, because I'm genuinely curious, how are there like Juul dealers out there? Like, I'm confused on how these kids are getting them. Like, is it like, is there like one kid who has an older brother who's buying it for everyone, or are there like actual like Juul dealers? Do you know?
You know what? I really honestly don't know, but they get them quicker than anybody else. Like, they're getting them, and their friends sell them, or you can, I've heard of them buying them online.
Oh.
And you can fraudulently put your, I don't know how they're doing it online, but you can put in, like a fake date of birth or whatever,
right,
and they'll send it right out to you.
Man, wow. Those are such good points. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Megan. We appreciate it. And you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And what did you want to say about this drug testing kids as young as 12 years old to make sure they don't get on anything?
Well, I was actually a traveling drug tester here in Indy. We had like a private company that would go out to like all these different locations. And we went to some of like the most big, well-known schools here in central Indiana. And I just have to say, like, it was young kids, and it wasn't invasive or anything, and most parents seemed to be okay. You got a few who didn't like it, but really, if you're not on drugs, who cares?
Right.
Now, what were things that you were finding these kids to be on?
Well, since they're kids, we couldn't find out, like, rapid response immediately. Mainly, it was hair testing because of, you know, it's hard to make a kid go in the bathroom and pee in a cup. Like, that's kind of embarrassing.
And it's just like dealing with kids, too. It's like, what are you doing with my son or daughter? You know, I'm sure
parents complain
about that.
Well, no, you're not in the room with them when they do it.
I know, but I'm sure people like pitch a fit about it, though. I can only imagine like all the hang-ups you'd get.
Yeah, and like some would do saliva tests, so it was basically like a lollipop with a cotton ball.
Okay,
so it really wasn't anything terrible.
All right. Hey, thank you, Ann, for calling in. Let's go to Brittany real quick. Hey, Brittany, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're talking about these school district in Texas going to start drug testing 12-year-olds. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I mean, I've always told my kids that going to school is your job. So, and you get randomly drug tested at your job. There's no reason why these kids should not be randomly drug tested as well.
I'm so glad, Brittany, we don't get drug tested at our job.
I don't either personally, but I mean, it could always happen, I guess.
No, you bring up a good point there. Let's wrap things up with Brandy. Hey, Brandy, you're on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
We agree. I'm actually a police officer who works in the schools with these children here in the Houston area, and we have copious amounts of drugs and narcotics that are coming inside of our schools. And a lot of the times whenever we're called to go do quote-unquote sobriety check on a student and they don't pass the check, the parents never believe that their kid is under the influence. And so if we're able to drug test these kids and say, hey, there is an issue here, they actually are, you know, taking some kind of substance, that parent can start intervention and get these kids help before they get on just a downward spiral.
Brandy, what are the drugs you're finding with these kids if you find drugs on them?
Obviously, marijuana is our number one. We're finding Xanax. We're finding Molly, which is like, they look like Flintstone vitamins back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding the THC oils that they're putting in like gummy worms and gummy bears and eating
them.
We're finding the electronic little smoke pipes with the THC oils in them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's getting kind of out of hand.
Now, Brandy, do you take all those home or what do you do with them?
Not all of them, you know.
Hey, thank you for calling in and doing all the good work that you do. We appreciate it. If you couldn't get through, tweet us, Radio Now AM Show.